Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So what was the big takeaway, everybody, from the second GOP debate at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California? Well, I got to tell you, I was watching the Fox News aftermath, and I think I know the answer to that. And it's not what you think. It's not what you think. It's actually Gavin Newsom. Now, I'm going to explain here in just a few moments, but first I want to welcome you to the program. I'm Kyle Warren, and we have a lot to talk about as we move through the overnight hours across America. The captain is out this morning. We are, of course, broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course via satellite on the GCN network. We also are welcoming all those joining us via the internet this morning as well. And now to all of you working across America tonight in the overnight hours, we want to give a special shout out to you, and we are glad that you are joining us this morning. This includes, of course, our 18-wheeler truck drivers, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our active military, our veterans, our EMS firefighters, our police and hospital ER room workers, and of course our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody out there making a difference. Now, our toll-free number, by the way, this morning is 1-877-969-8600 if you want to call in and opine on the news of the day. That's 1-877-969-8600. Once again, my name is Kyle Warren. I'm so glad to be with you. And yes, I want to know something from you this morning, and that's going to be our question of the morning, and that is, did anybody move the needle on this thing? Did anybody on that debate stage last night at Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, did anybody really move the needle? Well, we'll talk about that, hopefully get some of your opinions, and we'll be talking about that too with our guests throughout the morning on the program. But first, I kind of teased this a little bit there in the intro, and that is, who actually was the big takeaway? Well, I was watching some of the interviews post-debate with Sean Hannity. Now, he brought on, of course, he brought on Governor DeSantis, he brought on Nikki Haley, and many of the other candidates, right? But he talked to Gavin Newsom, and it was at that moment that I knew something is up, because, number one, he did press him whether or not he would ever accept that nomination. And he kind of hemmed and hawed, he smiled, he laughed, he thought that, no, Joe Biden's the president, he yada yada yada, gave all that kind of stuff. But in reality, though, to get a little bit more serious here, Sean Hannity threw at Gavin Newsom a couple of these things, like, well, wait a minute, we're not energy independent and so forth. Newsom was ready for that. Now, I don't think it's true. I don't think we're energy independent. I think we can easily discern that. But it's the salesman technique. It's the way of actually, trying to twist it all and trying to create the sort of rosy outlook of, hey, no, everything's great. Bidenomics is working and everything's fine and we're exporting energy and blah, 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 all that stuff. And he did it with aplomb. He really did. And so that's why I think we got to be very, very serious about this. And we have to make sure that we are on our A game, because no matter what, no matter what, it's going to be an uphill slog in 2024. Now, of course, yes, the economy is tanking. People aren't happy. We've got all these problems. Consumer debt, consumer credit is high. We've got high prices. Wages aren't keeping up with inflation. All those great things that we heard on that debate stage. We'll get more into what happened in the debate, because there were some times where it got a little bit out of control, and the hosts were trying to rein it all in. But we'll get to all that. But the idea, of course, is that is Joe Biden really going to be running? And if not, who's going to be the heir apparent? And I do think that would likely be Gavin Newsom, because let's face it, they don't have a really deep bench here in order to do that. But nevertheless, it was an interesting interview, and I do have to agree. I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to go out on a limb. I do agree with Gavin Newsom about something, okay? And that is In-N-Out Burger, because he and Sean Hannity evidently also agree on an In-N-Out Burger. I'm here in California. We love In-N-Out Burger. So at least, I don't know, maybe that's a starting point. I just don't know. But in all seriousness, we do want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you'd like to call in. And we'd love to hear from you, because obviously those candidates on the stage tonight, they could be one of them could be the nominee. Trump is far and away, and we'll also talk about that a little bit. Trump is far and away in these polls, some 35 points, and some he's even more, obviously. There's some debate, we'll see how I worked that in there, a little pun. There's some debate at the debate whether or not Trump should come out and debate, and I think there's pros and cons on both sides, obviously, for Donald Trump. But barring something else happening, or something else could happen, something else could transpire, and one of these people might be the person that actually gets the nomination, who do you think is actually in that kind of running? I think it is kind of boiling down, at least from the people on the stage. I think DeSantis came out swinging. I think he had a really good return tonight. Nikki Haley, of course, but also I think that you had Tim Scott actually come in with a really good performance as well. So whether or not you're going to see some of these other people kind of drop off, Christie, I think, is probably going to get to that point where he drops out, Governor Burgum. I don't think that he's going to be able to do it. But stay right there, folks. We have so much more to talk about. Kyle, I want to hit you. Stay right there.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through the overnight hours here on the program. Don't forget, the call-in number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine about the news of the day, especially about this GOP debate that happened just last night in Simi Valley, California, at the Ronald Reagan Library. I've been there, as a matter of fact, and that scene, Air Force One there, is really, really something. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that here in just a few moments. But first, we want to let you know that this segment of the program is being brought to you by MyPillow. It's being brought to you by the good people over at MyPillow. And listeners to the show know that MyPillow plays a great big part here, and they've got amazing products to offer, from the brand new MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few. MyPillow has an awful lot to offer. There's no doubt about that. And don't forget, the holidays are coming. It's almost October, so trust me, start getting all this done now, because that way you're going to miss the rush at the end, and you'll be sitting pretty for that. You know, everybody in my family sleeps on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor gave me a pair of the MyPillow slippers for Christmas, and she really likes hers, too. And we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, so we can definitely vouch for how wonderful the Giza sheets are, as a matter of fact. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. There you're going to find great hosted deals, additional great offers and products. And when you've made your choices, you're ready to check out, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need to know. Promo code CAPTAIN, and you're all set. Now, if you'd rather call somebody over the phone, that's fine, too. They got you covered. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure, again, to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Captain, and you're going to get those deep discounts. You're going to save a bundle. Once again, go to mypillow.com. And I think we've got a caller. I think it's John in Tampa. John, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you today, Kyle?
Doing great this fine morning. And what are you calling about? You want to talk about the debate?
Yeah, I wanted to add one or two things. First off, my comment would be about Gavin Newsom, as we would be in real deep trouble if he runs for president. He's already destroyed California. And as far as the Democratic Party, they would love to see him in there and destroy whatever else he could. And as far as the candidates tonight, you've got some really weak people. I originally lived in Jersey for many years, and Chris Christie is better off at Dunkin' Donuts or on the beach when he closes down the state. And Nikki Haley just doesn't have it. Scott's a nice guy. And as Donald Trump once said about Jeb Bush, he's kind of lazy. DeSantis, I think, is a good running mate for the Republican Party. He's strong in Florida. Not sure if he's that appreciated in the rest of the United States, but as far as I believe is his agenda, would kind of be as close to as what we had when Donald Trump was in office as far as, you know, keeping the red, white, and blue moving in that direction. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and by the way, John, I'm sorry. I see here you're from Sarasota. I misspoke. I said Tampa. But I'm glad you mentioned about Gavin Newsom because, you know, California, by the Democrat Party elite, that is seen sort of as the model for what they want to do to the rest of the country. That this is they believe this is a success, that somehow all this is working perfectly. And that's exactly what I was getting at. Gavin Newsom can go out and try to sell this stuff like it's peanut butter. I mean, it's just amazing.
And you know, we had the Brown family running California for many years, and it was a good state. But I do believe Gavin Newsom's also Nancy Pelosi's nephew, and you could correct me if I'm wrong there. But, I don't know who would buy into that, but it would be very dangerous. You know, I told somebody years back, at the last election that Joe Biden would be president, and they looked at me as if I was out of my mind. But I've been on a roll with picking the presidents, and I hope Gavin Newsom just gets swept under the table somewhere. So that's about my comment. They destroy everything. They destroy everything they touch. And there's a real humorous joke about how, you know, Gavin Newsom is lying. And that would be his lips are moving. So with that being said, anyway, I'm sorry. I hope the captain's in good health. I've been listening to you guys for many years. Every now and then I decide to say something, but I always appreciate what you have to say. And, it's a good evening. So I'm out here working.
Well, thank you, John. You take care and call anytime, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right, everybody. John in Sarasota. That was a great call. And, see, that's the thing. Gavin Newsom is governor of California. And, yeah, he is related to Nancy Pelosi. But he's definitely, and I was just really surprised how Sean Hannity was, you know, first of all, they seem to have a pretty good rapport, but because they rib each other all the time. And I honestly don't know how much of it is just really kind of playing and what is might be for real, but doesn't matter. But again, I think that Gavin Newsom showed, and because he went kind of into the belly of the beast tonight, right? He's right there in the thing, and at this at the debate. So what I'm getting at is that Joe Biden, of course, is not a strong candidate. Everybody knows that. And the Democrats know this, too. So at some point, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time, right? Some point he may step down to, quote, spend more time with his family. Certainly the Hunter Biden issue, I think, is now becoming much more front and center. They can't hide it anymore. They can't sort of sweep it under the rug. It is going to be a campaign issue. We talked about just last night on the program, these wires that came from Beijing to the address of Joe Biden. I mean, this kind of stuff, they can't just, you know, pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. And so I think that all that's going to go into whether or not they're going to be able to run Joe Biden. And when we look around, that's now, by the way, Ted Cruz, right, the other day, Ted Cruz says, well, they're going to parachute in Michelle Obama. That's a distinct possibility. You know, I think that because she has these high positives and so forth, you know, it's going to be something where they have all that name recognition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all those traditional political things. But I really don't think Michelle Obama would want to be president. That's just my opinion. Probably if they said, hey, you're going to win and you only have to campaign a month or two, you're fine. And she might do it. But I don't think that she's wanting to do that per se. I do think, though, Gavin Newsom would have the fire in the belly to say, I want to go be president. But let's get back to some of the other wannabe presidents that were there tonight. Now, we talked about DeSantis a little bit, Nikki Haley, but also Vivek Ramaswamy is the person to watch as well, only because he will have that ability to connect. Now, they zinged him pretty good, Nikki Haley did, on the whole TikTok thing, right, which I thought was, I think she landed that pretty good. But at the same time, Vivek Ramaswamy may have the ability to connect with younger voters. And so sometimes it's like you see these different things in these different candidates, and you want to try to, like, synthesize all those things into one sort of super candidate who could actually go out and really conquer. But we're still at these early stages. And just sort of randomly here, I don't think Pence did very well. I think last time he came out, he was trying to be like a real tough guy. That didn't play. Tonight, his jokes did not land. They weren't funny. They seemed a little weird. And I don't know that he can connect with those younger voters. Tim Scott, on the other hand, I think he's got a real chance of doing something like that. Only because sometimes you get that breath of fresh air, and it makes people think, hey, maybe we can make some kind of change here. But again, of course, the big kahuna is Donald Trump, and what's going to happen with Donald Trump. And as I mentioned in the first segment, you know, it's debatable whether he should be there or not. To him, he thinks he's winning. He's got all these polls. But at the same time, voters might start to say, well, you know, go out there and mix it up a little bit. So it's a real judgment call on his part. All right. Well, we're coming up here, I think, on the bottom of the hour break. So that means we're going to be back here in just a few moments. I want you to stay right there. And don't forget, give us a call. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers strike has now entered its 12th day. Former President Trump visited Michigan to speak with striking workers at a business located in Clinton Township. The visit comes just a day after President Biden met with workers on the picket line. UAW President Sean Fain remarked on the irony of Trump holding a rally at a non-union business. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell stressed the need for a bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown. He says the Senate will do what the House has not been able to do.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is now up to $850 million. It's the fourth largest jackpot in Powerball history. The winner who matches all six numbers can claim the full amount or take home $397 million before taxes. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A little bit of Genesis bringing us back in here to the bottom of the hour. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget our toll-free number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Would love to hear from you this morning. We're talking about the debate. We're also going to be talking about a lot of other stuff as well, a lot of other news that's been happening today, and definitely want to bring you up to date on several different things. But, of course, the debate has been front and center. And before we get to some more about that, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, that's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, and we appreciate them very much. Of course, they're good friends of the show. And if you just go to their website, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, you're going to be able to find the 1995 3-week quick start. That's the 1995 3-week quick start. And why should you take Relief Factor? Well, in a word, because it works, basically. Now, the problems that a lot of people are facing, the inflammation and such, that's exactly what this product is designed to help control. It does this with the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that help support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is how you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. Now, if you take it the way it says, you should know pretty pretty quickly, end of the third day or so, by the end of the third week or so, whether or not it's going to work for you. Some people know within a couple of days, but everybody's different. And, of course, there's no drugs in this whatsoever. It's a drug-free product, and that's the other thing that you can rely on. So it's all natural. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain for the $19.95 3-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. All right, so getting back here, just briefly, I mentioned in the last segment that I'd been to the Ronald Reagan Library, and one of my, of course, probably my favorite thing at the Ronald Reagan Library was Air Force One. I think everybody's just dying to go see that. It's the Boeing 707. It is one of the two, of course, from that era. It's really interesting because you get to go aboard it, and you get to sort of go down the fuselage and walk through it. And, you know, this carried the President of the United States, right? And you're thinking it's going to be this sort of, you know, luxurious sort of, state-of-the-art thing. Well, it was, I think, for back in the 60s, you know, and this was not the plane that brought Kennedy, by the way. That's the other one. He would have flown on both of them, I'm sure. But you look at it and you see kind of almost how utilitarian it can be in some ways. So it's kind of an interesting eye opener, because you think it's all so grandiose, but it's a very, very interesting experience to actually be aboard that aircraft, or also just to see all these other things at the Reagan Library, or to stand next to one of the candidates mentioned they stood next to the tombs, right, to the burial sites of President and Mrs. Reagan. And that's actually, you look out over these hills, it's a very, very peaceful setting. It's very, very interesting feeling when you go there. So if you ever come to California, I highly recommend it. All right. Well, one of the things, of course, about this debate is that you've got GOP candidates who want to become president. Well, this is pretty interesting, because voters evidently believe now that Republicans have a better handle on the economy, crime, and, of course, you guessed it, altogether now, immigration. That's right. You've got voters overwhelmingly are saying they trust Republicans to do a better job than Democrats when it comes to border security, crime, economy, immigration. This is a new national NBC News poll. So if this is coming from NBC, folks, and Republicans are getting high marks on this, so you know something's going on. Something right is going on here. But by some smaller margins, registered voters also say Democrats are better on health care, abortion. There you go, abortion. And the coronavirus and education. So that actually brings up that dichotomy, doesn't it? Because these social issues or health issues, and especially an issue like abortion, which has now, of course, been sent back to the states as a result of the Supreme Court, which is where this issue belongs, right, at least constitutionally, it shows that, again, it's an uphill fight, and that's why the GOP candidate, whomever that person is, has got to be able to articulate in a very, very good way why the economy and crime and immigration and these things really should take precedence over some of these social issues. Nikki Haley the other day was able to sort of humanize the abortion issue, perhaps to a degree that hasn't been done for quite some time, and I think she probably scored some points on that. But again, you know, when people look at their kitchen table budgets, when people look at the fact that they can't go buy as much as at the grocery store as they used to, when we see, you know, all these prices going up, there's got to be a factor there, right, that people will say, hey, we got to try something different here. But I do think, and DeSantis mentioned this a little bit too, that abortion had something to do also in the midterms, although he didn't think it was to the degree that a lot of people have said it was. Nevertheless, it will be a major issue. And that's something that Democrats are very, very good at. They're very good at taking those kinds of issues, making them become so front and center that they eclipse just about everything else. But, and getting back to Sean Hannity, when he mentioned Gavin Newsom, $7 a gallon. almost 70. You know, in some cases, it probably is. Maybe if they're especially north of L.A. or whatever, it probably is. In my area, guess what? It's at least $6.20, $6.49, the different grades of gasoline. Well, Newsom had a comeback for that. Well, it's these oil companies and so forth, and he pressed them on the taxes. No, there's this huge tax that goes into our gasoline here in California. But they try to find ways around this stuff to make it seem like, well, why are you even having a problem with this? Because it's all so explainable, and I'll keep fighting for you. See, that's the other thing. Democrats always come out and they go, we're going to fight for you. And they do this with different ethnic groups, racial groups, things like that. And they do that thinking that, hey, all we got to do is come back every 2 and 4 years and explain how we're fighting for you, but it never, ever actually gets better. But that's where Trump came in back in 2016 and was able to say, hey, you've tried it like this for so long. You know, what difference does it make? If you take a flyer, elect me president, and I can make things better, at least give it a chance. And people did. And things started getting better. And we started getting energy independent. And actually, we became energy independent. We had all these things going for us, and then COVID hit, right? And we had all that. I don't want to rehash that, all that stuff. But the reason I bring it up is because in this report, it talks about how Democrats are seen to be better on health care and COVID. I, for one, do not want COVID 2.0. I do not think that that's the way to go. Any kinds of shutdowns or stuff like that. But it's something that we may have to deal with politically because people have this sort of ingrained notion. Can that be changed? Well, I sure think so. And that means because it's just an uphill battle. But it's doable. It's doable, my friends, and it can be done. So whomever comes out with this stuff, or whoever becomes the nominee, I should say, they need to be able to address these things. And I think that it can be done. All right, once again, the telephone number 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 as we go across your radio dial this morning. And once again, my name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. And we have so much more to talk about. Let me give you a quick preview because we do have our regular guest coming up here in just a little bit. We've got Denise Simon. She's going to be here in hour number 3. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we've got some great questions for him about what's going on with Russia and also, of course, what's going on in politics as well. And we've also got Chris Markowski coming up also in hour number 3, the watchdog on Wall Street. And he's going to have a lot to say because I've got a great question for him, by the way, about this economy that we're in and about all these things that we heard from these candidates. And what can we do? In other words, what can be done starting day one? Because you always hear candidates say that. Day one, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing. So what are those things from an economic perspective? And once again, taking your phone calls at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. All right. So when we come back, we've got the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, the first of the night. And we've got a killer song to wake up our drivers out there as we ride along in your cabs with you. That's our honor, by the way, is to ride along with you. As you truck across America, keeping everybody moving, we've got a great song for you when we come back from the break for the first Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the night. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, and welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through and rocket through the program this morning. And, of course, our toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600. And we're going to race right into the first Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the evening. And, of course, it's brought to you by our good friends and the good people over at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Well, we're going to wake up our truckers and travelers right now with a little bit of journey, loving, touching, and squeezing. Here we go. Live version.
Yeah.
right. So Steve Perry on vocals there with Journey, Neil Sean on guitar. And I got to tell you, folks, it just doesn't get much better than that, does it? That's Love and Touch and Squeeze and live version back from 1981. That's the Escape Tour. And that was back in the days when Journey could do no wrong. They had hit after hit. They were absolutely on top of the music world. And, of course, just had many different hits. Take too long to name them all, right? But Steve Perry, and he's still around, by the way. He makes records and so forth, but unfortunately not with Journey. I don't know if there's any hope of any kind of reconciliation there or reforming. There might be, but I don't know. If there is, somebody call me up and let me know. But those were the days, weren't they, with Steve Perry singing with Journey right there. Okay, so let's get started here real quick with the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And, of course, brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. We'll tell you more about them here in just a moment. We'll start out west. And it was a pretty nice night. It was a pretty nice night in Simi Valley, by the way, for the GOP debate. But overall, we've got a pretty quiet map out west for our truckers and travelers right now. We do see a frost advisory. This is going to be in southern Idaho. This is going to be up near Arco. It's going to be a little northwest of Idaho Falls and Blackroot. So you got a frost advisory going on there. Then we got a lake wind advisory up in northeastern Montana, up near Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2 in that zone. So do be aware of that. We got, let's see, why are they calling this a fire weather warning here? It's a red flag warning, gusty winds, low relative humidity. This is going to be coming out I-70 if you're going to be west of Denver. By the time you start going through Glenwood Springs out towards Grand Junction, over the border into Utah, over to, Green River, you've got this warning in effect. So, again, you could have some gusty winds, and that, of course, means for your high-profile vehicle, if you're driving a big truck or what have you, just be aware of that. Be careful. Looks like, let's see here, near Hazard and Williamsburg, Kentucky, up towards Pikeville in Kentucky, looks like we got some dense valley fog developing late tonight, and so you want to be aware of that for sure. It looks like we might have a similar sort of thing. Nope, that's a little bit different. Strong thunderstorms could impact western Monroe, eastern Simpson, Allen, southern Warren, Barron, and western Metcalf counties. This is going to be a little bit, this is going to be near Tompkinsville, Kentucky, Franklin, and let's see, up towards another place called Glasgow, another Glasgow in Cave City. So that's going to be in Kentucky, so you want to be aware of that. And let's check out our precipitation, and sure enough, we definitely have, we're seeing all kinds of things, lightning strikes in that area, and the precipitation and the rain is going to stretch up towards Williamstown. This is going to be up in Marysville as well, and then also going up, it looks like, into Indiana as well, so you definitely want to be aware of that. We're seeing some pockets of moderate rain and lightning strikes, especially if you're trucking along Interstate 64 in that area of Ferdinand there in Indiana. So do be careful in those areas. Up near Sandusky, this is Sandusky, Ohio, I believe, where it looks like we got, again, a few lightning strikes are reported. It's interesting, we're getting a lot of those reports now on our indicators. So that's kind of a new thing we're able to tell you about. But we've got some moderate rain and some heavy rain in that area. This is going to head on up. It's going to stick pretty much west of Detroit. But Detroit itself, you've got rain right now. And this is going to cover most of the thumb of Michigan. You know, anybody from Michigan? Mrs. Professor is from Michigan, by the way. So that's why I know people say, where are you from, Michigan? And they pull out their hand and they say, well, here's the thumb, and this is where I am. And they point somewhere on their hand, where, unless they're in the thumb. But up near Sandusky, Michigan, Sandusky, Michigan, where David, listener David, often calls in from, and he's got rain, it looks like, tonight, going up through Bad Axe as well. Looking pretty clear up in the UP, though, but it can get pretty cold up there. Let's see, checking out real quick here for our East Coast. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, looks like you got a coastal flood advisory there that is popping up here, and that has to do, of course, you might get some flooding there or coming up, some rain and so forth. Then you've also got a small craft advisory that's hugging the East Coast pretty much everywhere from Boston all the way down to Jacksonville, Florida, where they also have a coastal flood and rip current warning going on there right now. That's going to head up to Brunswick as well. So definitely want to be careful out there wherever you're driving, and we're glad to be along there with you. Don't forget, folks, that the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you each morning here on the program by the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. They are the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America, and there's a reason for that, and you want to find out more about them. Now, here we are, folks. It is September the 28th, right? September the 28th. It's September the 27th for me for a few more minutes. So, but for everybody across the country, really, it's going to be September 28th. But we've got a couple more days here in September, but September continues to be Driver Appreciation Month from the people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, and you can get the most out of Driver Appreciation Month this month by simply going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app, and that means you can enjoy three free drinks from your favorite brands each week. You can find out new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and dedication out there on the road as they say thank you, and we say thank you, by the way, to all of our pro drivers out there. And if you're a traveler, you definitely want to check out pilotflyingj.com as well, because they have great amenities. They have, of course, fuel, supplies, just about everything you need to get you back out on the road. And you want to check out the My Rewards Plus app as well. Why? Well, because you can save money, earn points, and you can also save time. Once again, that's pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check them out. Use their locations function. You won't be sorry as you trek across this great country of ours. All right. So in the time we have left here before we go back to the top of the hour break for your local news and lots of other great stuff. We want to give you a quick preview here. Of course, we'll continue talking about the debate, taking your telephone calls at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And when we come back, we're also going to talk about some of the other news of the day, of which there is some pretty significant news to talk about. We'll continue to talk about, again, what's happening where voters are where voters are today, but also the partial government shutdown might be just 4 days away. Congressional standoff is continuing with that. And, of course, the UAW could expand their strikes as early as Friday. So, folks, you definitely want to stay tuned for that as we continue to go across your radio dial. And we hope that you have a great day. If you're leaving us right now, then definitely make it a great day. But we hope to see you right here back at the top of the hour after your local news. Kyle Warren with you. Once again, 1-877-969-8600 is the number to call in. We'll see you soon. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.